dusty relics until the 1800s, when Napoleon invaded Egypt. A stone was found, the Rosetta Stone. Scholars marveled over the puzzling strings of birds and snakes and hooks and limbs. The stone bore two Egyptian scripts and, auspiciously, a rough translation in perfectly readable Greek. Champollion and Young both raced to unlock its secrets, tediously matching names in the Greek text back to the mysterious Egyptian symbols. By most accounts, the Frenchman won the game, and the language of Egypt was at last restored. Oh, past self, I know you were cozy and awestruck. Sorry to disenchant you. That story is... you think I'm about to say wrong? No, not that. More missing something, hiding in plain sight in history, and even those famed decipher's own words. Something we can uncover by asking a different question. Not who deciphered it, but what did it sound like, and how do we know? 1810, years before his celebrated decipherment of Egyptian hieroglyphs, here is Champollion hurrying through the streets. He's begun to make regular visits to learn from Abuna Yohanna, Father John from Egypt, whose liturgical and cultural language is Coptic. The Abuna receives meager payment for his work here, yet in a move familiar to Egyptian that...
Professor Hawass and his team set about getting to know King Tut. What did he look like? How old was he when he died? And most intriguingly, how did he die?
tell you the 10 things you can't do in Egypt, Rob. No, I'm not sure plain Nile's okay. Pretty sure Nile's okay. But you can't do the shit. You're like, you know.
No before you go.
Don't engage in PDA. This
kind of turn me down low. Background. There you go. So avoid. So I can hear what you're saying. And then I'll tell you what we heard.
Consider a tour guide. Even if you've got a little bit of world travel experience, it's a good idea to enlist someone who is familiar with the terrain. It doesn't cost as much as
you think.
Don't wear sleeveless.
So I just heard
no sleeve shirt, dude.
Egypt's coastal cities.
Is that it? Go up to date. Sarcophagus from Nile. That one.
Sarcophagus
for that. That which is forbidden. Also by Nile. That was a big set of Nile because they're playing next Wednesday night here. They're playing in Berkeley.
We like the Nile. We like Nile.
The inevitable degradation of flesh.
Make the Nile that I like Nile.
One of Manny's favorite tracks, Masturbating the War God. And.
What?
My. Masturbating the War God.
Okay, what about the Peace God? A piece of God. Piece of ass God?
You finger the peace God, but you masturbate the... Well, I guess it's...
Finger the peace God. Masturbate
and then
the
probably
God.
My favorite track, Defiling the Gates of Ishtar from their second release.
Do like Dio.
Defiling the Gates Black Seeds of
Vengeance. No, that's Dirk Schneider.
Before that, we heard a big set of incantations, so yeah, they'll be playing Wednesday night.
Defiling the Peace God. Who's that? Oh, Niles at Cornerstone next week.
Cornerstone?
Yeah, that too.
Cornerstone.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's free.
Wow.
Every show we're going to announce is free, even though we don't have no idea what the fuck we're talking about. Just like that Egyptian word.
You should just tell people to show up, and when they say, hey, where's your ticket, you say, Rampage Radio? And they'll let you in?
Exactly. I said it was free. You guys said it was free. And then an Egyptian, they're like, oh, what the hell did you do? You're like, hey. They'll say something like,
Okay. Another way to say it, stupid and mutakhallis.
What the hell did you do? See? That's what they say. Anyway, so what we got? What's going on?
Mutakhallis.
And like I said, we have the Soulfly show coming up on a Monday night at Cornerstone.
Yeah. It's free. I'm sorry. That's fucking what the
hell. With Papa Max.
Who?
Papa Max.
Okay, up over my head.
Soulfly.
The name of this story is The Witch's Vacation. When you hear this sound, you'll know it's time to turn the page. Now, let's begin. We know a witch. She lives next door. My brother and I have so much fun with her. We never like to go away from home. But last summer, we had to go to camp. We felt bad because the witch wasn't coming with us. It was raining when we got to camp. They gave us a tent number, and we ran to find the tent. When we saw the tent, we were afraid to go inside. What a surprise! We all put on our bathing suits, but we couldn't go swimming. It was raining even harder now. Then I saw something funny. In just one spot on the beach, it was not raining at all. And someone was there waving at us. Guess who it was? The other kids thought our friend was funny looking. One of them made fun of her bathing suit. The witch just smiled and turned him into a terrific swimmer. But just for a minute. Then she gave all the kids some water wings to play with. My brother built a sandcastle, but a big kid knocked it down. It didn't matter. The witch helped my brother build another sandcastle. We were so glad that our witch was with us again. The next day, she packed a picnic basket. But by the time we got to the picnic grounds, all the tables were taken. So we ate on the witch's picnic tablecloth. Then everyone hiked to Lookout Point. The big kids left us far behind. The witch just smiled. She said we would get to the top first. And we did. The witch helped to make camping fun for everyone. One night, the cook couldn't get the campfire going. It looked as if we would not have a weenie roast that night. Our good witch came to the rescue. Having a witch at camp makes a big difference. It was turning out to be a wonderful vacation. Our witch was there the day I wanted to go riding. There was just one horse left. The kids called her Old Nelly Bones. I called her Nelly the Great. And she was. When we wanted to go sailing, the witch found a sailboat. Just the right size for us. One day I took out a rowboat so my brother could go fishing. He wasn't having much luck until the witch let him use her broom for a fishing pole. After a while, the witch went ashore to take a nap. We were having so much fun that we didn't see where we were going. There was a waterfall ahead and we couldn't stop. We tried the witch's broom. It only works for witches. I wished for the witch as hard as I could. Back at the camp, the witch woke up. She knew we were in trouble. But she didn't have her broom. How could she get to us in time? In a wink, she changed the water to ice. And rushed to save us. Good old witch. We flew back to camp. The witch changed the ice back to water, and we celebrated by having a swimming party. It was the best vacation ever, thanks to our witch.
This is Maurice Tanny from 77 El Diora, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
Aj shonibar, aj shonibar, ei najbe chalo aj, ei करें हम आज आज शनिवार जान चलो नाचे आज जान चलो नाचे आज आज शनिवार आज शनिवार जान चलो नाचे आज जान चलो नाचे आज चलो नाचे आज चलो नाचे आज साथ साथ मिलकर हंसल नाच करे हम आज चलो नाचे आज
Chalo Nachiya.
आज शनिवार जान चलो नाचे आज जान चलो नाचे आज आज शनिवार नाच करे हम आज चलो नाच आज
Hi, this is Country Joe McDonald and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
Deepest brown, you are the darling of my heart. Fatal sun goes down. Shady Grove, my little love. Shady Grove, I know. Shady Grove, my little love. Bound for Shady Grove. Went to see my Shady Grove. She's standing in the door.